The cannabis community is a diverse set of people from all walks of life, conservative and liberal, black and white, straight and gay, rich and poor, and everyone in between. Learn more about the people we are freeing from adult marijuana prohibition in our cannabis community chat.
Welcome back, everybody. Like I mentioned, we are going to be going full stop into what is marijuana legalization. And boy, I just finished typing up a tweet. Dan Riffle, who works for the Marijuana Policy Project, says that Marijuana Policy Project is neutral on Responsible Ohio. But as an Ohioan, he is personally against Responsible Ohio. So we've got one person in the big drug reform organizations who has now come out in favor of maintaining marijuana prohibition just a little longer. Just a little longer. In fact, the tweet from Dan Riffle actually says, "I don't think the problem in Ohio is so pressing or awful that we must swallow this and it can't wait 2 to 6 years." 2 to 6 years. There are 19,000 marijuana arrests in Ohio every year. Dan Riffle from Marijuana Policy Project is apparently okay with another 19,000 arrests every year for the next 2 to 6 years. Now, some people will complain about that and say, "Well, Russ, marijuana's decrim in Ohio." In fact, Dan Riffle brought that up. He said that marijuana is decriminalized in Ohio. I got trying to find it here. So he says users aren't getting arrested there now since the paraphernalia fix a couple years ago. So there used to be a thing. So Ohio is decrim up to 100 grams. That's 3.5 ounces. But paraphernalia used to be still illegal, right? So yeah, you could have the 100 grams, but the bag you were carrying it in was paraphernalia and you could get busted for that. Or the pipe you had with it was paraphernalia and you get busted for that. They fixed that now. So paraphernalia is decrim as well. So he's absolutely right. He's absolutely right. If you've got a bag of weed and a pipe on you and it's less than 3.5 ounces, it is decriminalized in the state of Ohio. You're not going to get arrested. You're just going to get a ticket for $150. Let's hope you can afford a $150 ticket. And you're going to get your license suspended. Let's hope you don't need your car to go to work for the next 6 months or anything. But Dan's cool with that. Dan says we can put up with that, cannabis consumers, you and me. We can put up with getting $150 tickets and losing our driver's licenses because it's really not that big a deal. Really not that big a deal to lose your driver's license or have to pay a $150 ticket. And furthermore, let's dig deep into what exactly this decriminalization in Ohio actually is. Because according to the website Ohio Expungement Law, in Ohio, if you have a conviction for possession of marijuana or a conviction for drug abuse, it's very important to obtain an expungement and sealing of your criminal record. Although these charges may be minor misdemeanors or misdemeanor charges in Ohio, many people underestimate the long-term consequences of these charges. Having a conviction for possession of marijuana or drug abuse in Ohio creates a permanent criminal record that is readily available through public records. But that's okay. We can put up with our having a permanent criminal record for another 2 to 6 years, right? As a result, anyone with an internet connection can find the record. Having a record for drug abuse for possession of marijuana will raise red flags on background checks, which can prevent you from getting a job, renting an apartment, obtaining financing for a house, receiving public benefits, obtaining student loans, and even owning a firearm. So there you go. We can put up with that for another 2 to 6 years. That's no big deal, right? Why not just be criminals for another 2 to 6 years until true legalization can come through? Now, MPP, Dan Riffle tells me, is neutral on this because MPP is neutral on all ballot measures that they don't write. Well, thanks for standing up for us. If MPP can't get the glory, then they're not going to help anybody else free us either. That's nice to know. Now, I've reached out to Normal on this. Normal said that they don't comment or are neutral on ballot measures until they make the ballot. And that's true. That has always been Normal's stance, even back when I worked for Normal. But really, this is just a stalling tactic. We all know Responsible Ohio is going to make the ballot. It's already gathered 550,000 of the 305,000 signatures it needs. It's going to be on the ballot. So this is just a stall tactic. And Dan has criticized me, actually, back in Twitter.
Let's see. So I said, I can't believe I have to fight pot smokers to convince them to vote to end their own criminality. And if MPP is neutral on legalization plans they don't author, and you support keeping me punished in Ohio until dealers can profit. Dan responds with, sure, if you want to cut out all the nuance and critical thought out of what we both know is a complicated question, go with that. Well, Dan, there's no nuance on the ballot. There's no nuance when the cop catches me with weed. There are two boxes on the ballot: stop punishing pot smokers or keep punishing pot smokers. You can mark either one of those, but those are your choices. And when the cop catches me in Ohio with some weed, there's not a whole lot of nuance. I'm either going to get a ticket for $150, I'm going to get my driver's license suspended for 6 months, and I'm going to have a permanent criminal record I got to spend more money to try to expunge. I'm going to lose opportunities at housing and jobs and all that. No nuance there either. That's either going to happen to 19,000 or more people, or however many it is, or it's not. This is simple. This is very simple. I made a chart earlier today. I put it on my Facebook page to kind of list out what all the legalizations have proposed thus far. And you know what? Responsible Ohio matches up with all what people are considering great legalization in every respect, except if you want to be a grower who makes profit. Is that really what we can put up with, Dan? We can really put up with sacrificing however many hundreds or thousands of people will be busted, given tickets, or more. We can put up with that until dealers can get rich. Is that the way it works? We've got to deny people their freedom. We've got to keep criminalizing people, thousands of them, keep them criminals until we find something that lets pot growers get rich. I'm through the looking glass here, people. I can't believe I'm having to fight High Times, Normal, MPP, and Drug Policy Alliance to stand up for ending my criminality. I can't believe this. And this red herring argument that gets thrown at me,
well, Responsible Ohio doesn't legalize anything that isn't already decriminalized.
It's such a red herring argument. When you look at Denver, you look at Colorado, look at the numbers from Colorado. Their pot prosecutions dropped from over 800 a month to under 100 a month. And that's not just the less than an ounce that got legal. That's all pot prosecutions. Pot prosecutions for huge-ass grows dropped. Pot prosecutions for trafficking marijuana dropped. Pot prosecutions for growing marijuana, selling marijuana. They all dropped across the board. Not just Colorado, also Washington. Why? Because when you legalize marijuana, not decrim — decrim means it's still contraband — when you legalize marijuana, it's no longer probable cause. Drug dogs have to be retired. The same drug dog who might find some kid with less than 100 grams of marijuana might be the same drug dog that finds the guy with 12 pounds in his trunk. So yeah, you want to talk about nuance and critical thought? Let me give you some nuance, Dan. Some of the nuance here, and you as a prosecutor know it, is that without the probable cause of marijuana contraband, many marijuana crimes go by the wayside because they can't be successfully prosecuted. You can't use that drug dog sniff anymore. You can't use the cop's excuse of, I smell weed. Man, it's blowing my mind. Now, Dan continues by saying, Responsible Ohio does a lot more than stop punishing pot smokers. If that's all it did, I'd be an enthusiastic yes. Yeah, it does do more than stop punishing pot smokers. It allows people to own their own pot shops and sell marijuana. It allows people to own their own pot processing plants and process marijuana. The only thing Responsible Ohio does not allow is for a grower to make a business out of it. That's it. Other than that, it's like every other legalization, and in fact, better than some of the existing legalizations. It's far better than Washington, D.C.'s. There's no commerce whatsoever. It's better than Washington State's. It doesn't have a per se DUID, and it allows for home grow. Of course, you know, MPP didn't write Washington State's law, so they're neutral on that. But also, and something that I think gets left out of this every time it's debated, is that Responsible Ohio creates a medical marijuana program. It creates the first medical marijuana program since Michigan in 2008 that actually allows patients to grow their own medicine. Unlike the last 3, 4, 5, 6 MPP medical marijuana proposals that, well, what do they do? Oh yeah, they restrict the marijuana growing to a handful of licensees that have to pay six-figure sums. Why the fuck is it not an oligarchic monopolistic cartel when it's scamming money off of patients in New York or Minnesota or Delaware or Illinois or Massachusetts? Why is it not an oligarchy that must be opposed at all costs when it's MPP's medical marijuana initiative, but when it would free me, a healthy person, it's got to be perfect? Why is that? And I'd rather do that and risk arrest getting them marijuana than vote for this bullshit initiative we both know isn't about patients, he replies. Right now, there are no medical marijuana laws in Ohio. None. Patients get arrested, convicted, and imprisoned, just like they do in any other red state. And he'd rather them, those sick and disabled people, continue to suffer, continue to face arrest, prosecution, imprisonment, and possibly death, than to allow legalization to happen that would protect all of them, that would give them dispensaries to shop at, would give them the ability to grow their own medicine. This is just, I can't believe where I'm at in this movement. It's just unbelievable. I have to fight with the orgs that are supposedly on my side. Oh my God. Ohio Dab says, last ticket I received about 10 months ago was a simple $150 fine.
Let's see, was your driver's license suspended?
Let's find out. All right, folks, we got to take a break. When we come back, we'll continue this rant. Once again, I'll try to convince people that legalizing marijuana is better than prohibition. Can't believe I have to do this.
To the Russ Belville Show, the voice of the Marijuana Nation.